How to make more money, produce, trade and save. If you want more money, there are three things you need to do. Produce. Trade. Save. The financially successful develop their ability to produce, trade and save. Let us look at each. 1. Produce. If you want to earn more money, you need to have something to trade, in exchange for money. That means you must produce something. Production splits into two sets. You need to produce a product or a service. Produce a product means produce a tangible good, such as a cake or a car, a toaster or a table. You need to produce or be involved in the production of a tangible product that you can offer to others. Or, you need to provide a service. A service is a non-tangible good, such as the ability to teach, or play music, or clean cars, or play football, or repair lawn mowers. You are selling your labor, or skill or knowledge. Or you could do both. You can combine these two aspects and both produce a product and a service. In fact, most companies do both. They provide a service, together with some tangible products. Or they provide a tangible product, together with associated services. For example, I bought my BMW car, a tangible good, and they offer a high degree of after-sales service. You need to be involved in one, the other, or both. 2. Trade. The second element is to successfully trade your goods and services with others who have the money and the willingness to buy. Trade also involves two subsets: marketing and selling. Marketing. Marketing is the art of getting your name out there. You need people to know about you, your products and your services. If nobody knows about you, then you won't make many sales. Sales. Trading with others means perfecting the art of making the sale. You need to communicate and negotiate a trade with others who would like to have your product or service. Sales is the missing link in most people's communication skills. Most people don't know how to sell themselves or their product or service. In a free market economy, sales makes the world go round. 3. Save. If you successfully market and sell your product service, then you will have some cash flow. Your next trick is to make sure that you save some of it. Don't spend it all. Almost everyone spends more than they earn and they get into debt. Governments spend more than they earn, and they get into debt. Example, Greece. Companies spend more than they earn and they get into debt. Example, RBS. Individuals spend more than they earn and they end up in debt. Here is the golden rule of personal finance. Spend less than you earn and invest the difference in things that gain value over time. Memorize that message and ponder its implications. Spend less than you earn and invest the difference in things that gain value over time. Successful people often invest in property, which gains value over time. Most people do the exact opposite. Most people spend more than they earn, and they buy things that lose value over time. Bad money managers blow their money on flash cars, which lose money over time. You need to be able to save, so that you have some money to invest. You need to invest in your future. You need money to develop your products and services, your marketing and sales. Product service development, marketing and sales skills, all cost money, and that money is best taken from savings that you have accumulated by previous activity, rather than by borrowing money to fund your future. Everyone needs savings. Most people don't have them because they spend more than they earn. In summary, if you want to do well, spend less than you earn and invest the difference in things that gain value over time. Improve your personal marketing and sales communication skills. Develop your products and services so that they are better than your competition.